Many thanks, Ian. Our last set of news items seems to feature awards and praise in the locality, as we hear of an agricultural student, Gerald's, and research scientists. The research scientists and their banana first. A Norwich company's gene-edited non-browning bananas have been named one of the world's best inventions by Time magazine. Tropic, a biotech company based at Norwich Research Park, has developed a variant of the world's most consumed Cavendish banana that stays fresher for longer, remaining firm and yellow up to 24 hours after being peeled. Through gene editing, Tropic makes changes to the banana's DNA, switching off the gene responsible for causing browning. It's an honour to feature on the list, and we're excited to be recognised for the impact we're having on global agriculture, a Tropic spokesman said. Tropic says the breakthrough will cut down food waste and make growing and distributing bananas more cost-efficient, preserving the banana industry and opening up new markets for the fruit to be used in, such as packaged fruit salads and snack pots sold in supermarkets.
A Norfolk agricultural student whose livestock skills have shone through in both his college courses and in his family's expanding sheep business has won a coveted national award. Reuben Crowther, who's in the second year of an agriculture level 3 course at Eastern College outside Norwich, was selected for the prize by the Worshipful Company of Farmers. The 17-year-old has already impressed college tutors with his energy, professionalism, and a deep-rooted passion for his industry. And he's also developed practical knowledge during the past 3 years by working alongside his father on a new sheep farming business at Great Ellingham near Attleborough, which has grown from a handful of animals to a flock of 70. Reuben helps out every day after college, getting involved in everything from routine daily checks, flock movements, and administering treatments, as well as playing an active role during the busy spring lambing season. He's also developed his skills and knowledge through a spell of work experience at a dairy farm, as well as his part-time job with a local shepherd, helping to look after around 400 breeding ewes and 800 lambs, as well as beef cattle.
Gerald's is in the running to be named the UK's best independent department store, a year after winning the same award. Its flagship Norwich store is up for the award in the Draper's Independent Awards 2025, with the winners set to be announced next month. The awards recognise the best in fashion retail in the UK and Ireland, celebrating innovation, creativity and progress across the industry. Gerald's has been shortlisted alongside two other independent department stores, Elphick's in Farnham and Walker & Ling in Western Supermare. In a social media post announcing the news, Gerald said, "As the proud winner of the award in 2024, we're thrilled to be recognised once again as a finalist for 2025 and to be part of the continued change shaping the retail world."
British Airways magazine High Life can be found on most of the company's planes and gives passengers recommendations of hotels, pubs and restaurants all over the world. In a recent publication, 36 of the UK's best pubs were listed, with a Norwich Boozer included alongside spots in Yorkshire, London and Sussex. The Alexander Tavern on the corner of Stafford Street and Gladstone Street in NR2 made the cut. The pub scored highly for atmosphere, decor and snacks. The article reads, "This is a great spot to overhear interesting conversations from business proposals to discussions of long-gone English folk bands." Known by locals as the Alex, the pub has poured pints for more than 150 years after first opening in 1864. The Alexandra takes its name from Alexandra of Denmark, the wife of King Edward VII, who's remembered in Norwich for unveiling the statue of Edith Cavell in Tombland.
Norfolk employers have been urged to employ ex-offenders through a new scheme. The Future Horizons Initiative, developed in partnership with HMP Norwich, seeks to turn trained ex-prisoners into enthusiastic employees, significantly cutting levels of reoffending and homelessness. This comes amid recruiters reporting a shortage of qualified candidates. The call to action comes from Norse Group Chief Executive Justin Galliford. He said, "Most companies and public sector organisations struggle to find good candidates. From our experience, the people placed with us have been excellent." The initiative also ensures prisoners develop the skills necessary for roles across various sectors, including highways and facilities management. Despite 70% of employers stating they would employ an ex-offender, only 17% currently do.
Well, with that last news item, we've reached the end of part one. We hope you've enjoyed what we've introduced for you and that you enjoy the rest of your listening. So with that, it's goodbye from Lynette and myself.